This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. As services for the unhoused population in Eau Claire County expand, organizations in neighboring Chippewa County are pursuing alternative solutions. The L.E. Phillips Career Development Center is fundraising for its 100 Nights of Shelter campaign, which seeks to provide unhoused individuals with emergency motel room stays throughout the winter. Carrie Pitsavis is a homeless service coordinator at the organization's Chippewa County Outreach Office. She says it's been more difficult to provide assistance to people in need this year with limited funding.
Times are very, very tough right now for everybody. I'm getting a lot of calls for rental assistance and utility assistance and things like that. So to not have funding available for those folks is a little more challenging. You know, we have other agencies that do help guests or folks here in Chippewa County. But again, the funding is so scarce this year.
There are no homeless shelters in Chippewa County, Pitsavis says. That's a challenge in addressing needs and makes collaboration with other local organizations even more important.
Family Support Center, Chippewa County Housing Authority, Hope Village, Outreach. We work so closely together to ensure, you know, that we can make plans and help one another and support the folks that we're seeing here.
The cost of an emergency motel room stay is $80 a night. They've raised enough money to cover that cost through mid-December. They're hoping to take in enough donations to cover the emergency motel room stays through the first week of March. More at lecdc.org. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has appointed separate judicial panels to consider a pair of lawsuits challenging the state's congressional district boundaries ahead of the 2026 midterm elections. The two orders were issued earlier this week, allowing the lawsuits to proceed in Dane County Circuit Court with judges on the panels from Dane, Milwaukee, Marathon, Portage, and Outagamie counties. The groups filing the lawsuits argued the congressional maps don't accurately represent the state, with narrow statewide election margins but a 6-2 Republican split in congressional seats. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has previously declined to hear other challenges to the state's congressional maps, but decided that it had no choice but to establish the panels under a process created by Republican lawmakers 14 years ago. Conservative Justices Ann Ziegler and Rebecca Bradley dissented, while fellow conservative Justice Brian Hagedorn concurred with the establishment of the panels but objected to how the judges were chosen. It's also unclear if the lawsuits will advance quickly enough to redraw the congressional maps for 2026. Republican state lawmakers have once again introduced legislation seeking to establish a statewide wolf population goal. Managing the wolf population has been a controversial topic since a 2022 federal court ruling putting the wolves under the protection of the Endangered Species Act. If the proposed legislation was signed into law, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources would need to establish a specific statewide wolf population goal in its management plan. State law would also require a hunting and trapping season for the wolves. Those in favor of the bill argue the wolf population has bounced back over recent years, with the DNR estimating a current total population of over 1,200. Northern Wisconsin residents in particular have also faced issues with wolves preying on their livestock. The State Natural Resources Board did approve a wolf management plan in 2023, but that plan features a more adaptive management goal rather than a specific population target. That plan would see the DNR managing a wolf population of between 8 to 1,200. The Chippewa Falls School Board has approved a change to elementary school boundaries in an effort to balance enrollment between the schools. The new plan was approved with a 5-1 vote, moving some elementary school students from Hillcrest to Parkview and from Halmstad to Stilson. School board officials also say the boundary adjustments could save the district up to $300,000 by eliminating disparities in class sizes, and that the timing of the change will allow them to finalize staffing and transportation details and notify families. Republican state lawmakers have introduced new legislation that would require patients to collect the medical waste produced by abortion pills. The proposed bill, called Clean Water for All Life, would require doctors to provide a catch kit and medical waste bag to patients, who would then need to return the bag to their doctor for disposal. Republican lawmakers argue the bill would protect the state's waterways from medical waste and chemicals. Critics say the premise of the bill is not based in science and is a scare tactic meant to attack abortion access. An Eau Claire man has been charged with making terrorist threats after allegedly leaving an aggressive voicemail at a local school earlier this month. 23-year-old Damian Haupt is accused of leaving the threatening voicemail at the Children's House Montessori School on Lake Street on November 17th. According to court documents, Haupt lives near the school and works overnight and complained that the children were too loud. He also allegedly claimed he was on new medications for mood disorders and wasn't as regulated as he normally is when he left the voicemail. With the first real snow hitting the region this week, XL Energy officials are sharing safety tips with residents to prevent potential electrical issues. Organization officials are reminding residents to keep their natural gas meters clear to avoid dangerous buildup, use space heaters carefully to minimize the risk of fires, ensure their carbon monoxide detectors are working properly, and stay clear of downed or sagging power lines. Residents should also put together a home emergency kit for power outages with things like flashlights, bottled water, and batteries. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
A huge win for Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers over the Lions, 31-24 here at Ford Field in Detroit. Green Bay with a clutch play on 4th-and-3 with less than 2 minutes left to seal the deal. Matt LaFleur on the decision to go for it.
Well, I kind of made up my mind prior to that. I told Jordan, hey, we got two downs here. We got to get one of the two. So I just can't say enough great things about Wicks. We've all seen the type of season that it's been for him in regards to battling through. He's been injured quite a bit. It's been in and out of the lineup, but he made critical plays all game.
Wide receiver Dontavian Wicks, making a catch for a 16-yard gain, told me how he beat Detroit's premier safety, Brian Branch, on the route over the middle.
I just knew he was going to hold, which they always do, so I had to really like get vertical and break it off. You know, he threw it up and made the play.
So the Packers now 8-3. The Lions fall to 7-5. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 25 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with a little light snow after midnight. We'll drop into the mid to upper teens. Tomorrow, some snow with a couple of inches, maybe a little more possible by the time it winds down tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 23.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.